Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Jason, are you sober right now?
I'm good, although I'm sitting two seats down from Pomp, so maybe I can influence him. We're at the Steelers media dinner in the same place, so maybe I can go buy him a drink or two and get him nice and liquored up for you guys.
What was the main course at the media dinner? What are you eating over there?
It wasn't
there?
That baked bean crap again for breakfast, was it?
It was not, but how about that, huh? I didn't realize that until I got over. They eat baked beans for breakfast. It's weird, but so we're post-appetizer, pre-main course. I have a steak coming. There was a chicken option, a cod tail, which I didn't understand, and a vegetarian option. I went steak.
Mossy, what do you think of that call? I think it's the right one.
I think it's the right one if you don't know how it is. I think
how the chicken's going to be prepared
you know
is
what,
always
though?
A
I'm
shot
willing,
in the dark.
I'm willing to bet over there in Europe, grass-fed beef, I bet, so it's going to taste a little different.
And better?
Yeah, much richer.
I'm with Malzy. I'm curious how they cook steak.
What is
over
Bob
here.
Drinking? Is Bob drinking a Guinness like
no,
he should, or is he drinking?
Wine.
Is he drinking just red wine?
No, he's drinking some sort of mixed drink. I didn't
a martini.
I'm having a Caipirinha.
Some sort of fancy martini. I had a Guinness. Most of us are drinking Guinness, but Bob had
does
some sort of
does it taste better
martini.
Over there?
It really does. I feel like a cliche saying that, Andrew. It honest to God does. I've had Guinness every day I've been over here. I was just telling somebody I want to drink more Guinness in the States. It really is just incredible over here.
We are looking at some of the Irish expressions because we figured Bob would get drunk and say things like top of the morning to Steelers fans over there on the streets of Dublin. Has anyone come up to you and said they're sucking diesel yet?
No. Is that an expression?
Yes, it means that things are going well or progressing smoothly.
How about
sucking
diesel?
That doesn't
seem like it makes sense.
But I don't know.
Sucking diesel, I feel like that would be a struggle. Like you're having a tough time.
I thought the same thing.
This one's got me on tilt how to say this word. What's the craic? The crack? Yes. C-R-A-I-C?
Chris, I got in a discussion with somebody today on my trip to Northern Ireland about that. I had never heard that.
What's
and I didn't
the actual
understand
word?
It.
How is it pronounced?
I still don't think he knows.
It's crack.
What's the crack?
It's like, what's the crack?
So it's like, what is that slang for?
It is like, what's going on? What's the news?
So I would walk up to Pony latest? On the street and be like, hey, Pony, what's the crack?
Right. That's exactly what you would say. Or like, did you hear the crack? Or you know, like, oh, this is the crack. Like, this is the latest.
So it's
what's
like
going
their version
on.
Of what's the word, hummingbird, or something like that.
Yeah, that's a good analogy. But it's spelled differently. It's C-R-A-I-K, I believe.
Jason,
I never heard it. Somebody said it.
I'm going to give you a hypothetical. You're around the Steelers. You know how much this trip means to them. They get two options. Jeannie comes to them and says, you can either sweep the Ravens and get blown out by Minnesota in Dublin or split with the Ravens and beat Minnesota. What do you think they'd pick?
Probably the beat Minnesota one.
I agree. I think they want this game more than any game on their schedule this year. Do you agree with that?
Yeah. I mean, I agree. I was the trip I was referencing was up to Northern Ireland with Dan Rooney and the team and covering all ends of this. Like, this means an incredible deal. I mean, not that they want to I don't want to prop it up that they were like willing to lose regular season games over it, but yeah. In your hypothetical, this means a lot to them. I think they really want to have a good showing here on Sunday.
It's not just a regular season game to them.
It's not, man. It's not. They're not treating it like it. It doesn't mean that much. I mean, I learned today the depth of what this meant to Dan Rooney Sr. I mean, it's this has been a long time coming, man. It really has. And, like, I'm happy for them. I think it's a cool thing. I think it's a great link that they're making. I mean, I know there's an on-field, you know, discussion, but, like, this means a ton to them organizationally.
What is something you learned and have learned, I should say, in your time over there and with the people you've spoken to about how much this means to Dan Rooney that you didn't know before? An interesting fact or something like that about Dan Rooney's, the late Dan Rooney's connection to all of this?
I'm actually going to go with this, Chris. I was talking to Dan Jr. today. I went to a high school. They donated some money and like a couple scholarships and some money to the school. But Dan Jr. was talking about like wanting to do this again, wanting to have some sort of like consistent link to Ireland and like feeling like he's carrying on some sort of legacy, like from Dan Sr. to Art II to Dan Jr. Like I knew that it existed, but like how aggressively they view this is almost like something that you will down in a family that they, you know, feel an obligation to have a relationship with Ireland and put a product on the field over here. And that's why I said the thing about, you know, feeling like Sunday means maybe more to them than a regular season game, because I think it does.
Minnesota has a huge fan base over in Europe. One of their reporters told me today that even the 2013 game with the Steelers, Vikings fans have had the majority of fans at every European game they've played in, including next week when Cleveland's the home team, but they have more tickets sold for the game. I don't think that'll be the case, but what do you think, based on walking the street there, the fan split, will it feel like a neutral site game?
That's an interesting thing you bring up, Andrew. I was at the NFL shop yesterday, staked out for a while, talking to fans, and I was surprised by how many Vikings fans I saw. And that was actually a topic of conversation with a few people about like what that's going to be. I don't think it's going to be 50-50, but I think it's going to be closer than we anticipate. Like, I came over here thinking like this is going to be some sort of Steelers takeover in Dublin. Like, everywhere you go, it's just going to be, you know, people are all into the Steelers. There's a lot of Vikings stuff around here, like outside of a Vikings bar and all that. Like, there's a heavy Vikings presence. I didn't realize how big the Vikings are in Europe. Like, obviously, there's a lot of Steelers.
You've never read about Eric the Red, Leif Erikson? Come on, the Vikings have been huge in Europe for about 1,000 years.
Didn't they try to eradicate them? They were bad dudes, man.
The Vikings, they pillaged. Ever pillage?
All right, Jason, get back to your nice dinner. Let us know how the steak goes, and let us know what Pomp ordered, too.
I will. All good right, talk, guys. Take care.
Jason Mackey.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNC's apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.